Module 8, Overcoming Rejections. This module briefly discusses affidavits under 37 CFR 1.131, which is commonly used to overcome certain types of rejections. 37 CFR 1.132 is another possibility for overcoming rejections in many applications. Gain an overview of this rule. Learn how perfecting a priority claim may help overcome certain types of rejections. Patentably distinguishing claims from conflicting prior art is a useful method for overcoming rejections. Learn a few details for patentably distinguishing claims. Amending part of the patent application in accordance with an examiner's rejections is another possibility for overcoming rejections that will be discussed in this module. In addition, learn about terminal disclaimers, which may help an applicant overcome certain types of rejections. 37 CFR 1.131. 37 CFR 1.131 is also known as swearing back, or more currently as swearing behind a reference. It is often used to overcome a rejection based on novelty. The main criteria for 37 CFR 1.131 is that the rejection must be based on prior art that was not by another, but rather was filed by the same inventor. For example, swearing back might be possible if Joe receives a rejection on his patent application due to prior art based on none other than Joe himself. In instances where the prior art was published on behalf of him, he must prove this fact. Applicants attempting to swear back must also prove that the date of their invention was earlier than the date of the prior art cited in the rejection. 37 CFR 1.132. Affidavits under 37 CFR 1.132 are used for overcoming rejections or objections of claims in any application or a patent under reexamination. Basically, if any evidence submitted in order to traverse a rejection or objection is not provided for in any other specific rule, it should be submitted under 37 CFR 1.132. Therefore, affidavits under 37 CFR 1.132 are a catch-all for anything one might come up with that isn't covered in any of the other rules of the PTO. Affidavits under this rule are commonly used for attempting to overcome rejections based on the obviousness of the invention. In these instances, applicants may submit evidence of unexpected results produced by their invention. In addition, objective evidence supporting commercial success or a critical need for the invention may also be helpful. Examiners will even consider objective evidence related to the failure of a previous invention to produce the stated results. Even the skepticism of experts will be considered evidence for affidavits under 37 CFR 1.132. Perfecting priority. It is possible to overcome rejections based on certain statutory bars related to novelty by perfecting a claim for foreign or domestic priority. The applicant can only consider this when the conflicting prior art is actually theirs or was derived from them. So if Sam and Donald legitimately conceived of an invention and filed a patent application prior to the date of the application you are currently filing, you cannot try to make a claim for priority for it. The application must have been filed for the same invention by the same inventor. At least one must be in common in this or a foreign country. Patentably distinguishable. Another tactic for overcoming novelty rejections, those based on 35 U.S.C. 102, is to amend the claims. That seems simple enough. And in some cases, it really may be possible to simply amend the claims to make them patentably distinct over the prior art. Keep in mind that adding in new matter is not a possibility. However, certain claims may just be deleted or rewritten to make them different from those found in the prior art. If it is not feasible to rewrite the claims, it is also possible to argue that the claims in the application are in fact patentably distinguishable from the prior art. You may try to persuade the examiner that although the claims of the prior art are similar to your application's claims, they are different and there is a valuable new attribute to the application's claimed subject matter. Amendments. Amendments may be made in response to rejections by an examiner. They may be made to the specification, claims, or the drawings. Amendments may be required to correct inaccuracies between the different sections of the patent application or to allow patentability in light of novelty or obviousness. No new matter may be introduced into the disclosure of an application. Amendments must be signed by a person that has authority to prosecute the application. And any amendments that are sent in without a signature are not entered into the application. Terminal disclaimers. Terminal disclaimers may be used to overcome double patenting rejections. Commonly owned applications of different inventive entities may be rejected on the grounds of double patenting. These types of rejections keep an individual or organization from obtaining two or more patents with different expiration dates that cover nearly identical subject matter. Terminal disclaimers are statements filed by an owner of a patent or application that will shorten a period of the patent term for all the claims of a patent. The applicant gives up the portion of the patent grant that extends beyond the expiration date of the other patent.